You have 15 minutes. Yeah. Can you be in the middle of the camera so that, yeah, this is good. So, yeah. Yep. Hi, Tom. Thanks for being on my show.
Absolutely, man. Great to be here. It's exciting times. When you reached out, I was definitely excited to talk all things with you.
So I've seen your profile. I can see you're doing a lot of work. I thought to tell about your work to my audience. So can you please introduce yourself to my audience?
Yeah. So I am Tom Slocum, a 16-year sales vet, you know, cold calling guy. It's the first channel I use. I'm now founder and CEO of the SD Lab, where I help organizations set up and scale out their outbound sales motions. Just recently was recognized as a top voice on LinkedIn. I have about 25,000 followers there. That's where most of you can find me. But I've been in outbound sales my whole life. And so, yeah, that's just a little bit about me.
So before talking more about you, I just want to quickly say about my sponsor for this episode. Yeah, it's
say that again.
Start.
Okay.
Yeah, before starting, before knowing more about your work, I just want to quickly say about my sponsor for this episode. So it's Start Adam. Sales and customer facing teams often switch between several communication tools, causing time management and visibility issues that can slow down deal velocity. The solution: join Start Adam, where conversation converts. With Start Adam, your team can centralize all communications within your chat tool. No more switching, waiting, or fragmented chats. Because chat messaging is where business gets done. Sales teams can stay in Slack or Microsoft Teams and connect with customer leads or candidates on their existing chat tool, building better relationships through constant communication and inbound or outbound messaging. Make it encrypted and compliant. Plus, bring all communication into your CRM or ticketing system. No data entry required. Join Start Adam to enhance customer relationships and close deals at hyperspeed with unified chat. Thanks again for your presence, Tom.
Absolutely.
So can you elaborate what exactly your business is about?
Yeah, so at the SD Lab, started back in September of 2022. So we're about 16 months in to the business, and it's all about helping, you know, the kind of pre-seed up to Series A companies, founders, VPs of sales, CROs that are looking to either build out their first ever outbound sales motion, they are looking to scale what they already have, or they're looking to optimize it and find new ways to, you know, evolve their team through, you know, teaching them social selling, cold calling, email, to, you know, kind of focusing on the three pillars, right? Which is people, process, and tech. And so we come in from a consultative angle and, you know, help them, right? So we dive in, we look at what they're already doing today. And if they already have a sales team, we're looking to optimize it, remove those roadblocks, clear their path so that they can have a repeatable motion that is successful and their reps are thriving. And then we help founders who are just launching. Maybe they've been in business about a year. They're, you know, now finding out they need to turn the outbound engine on. And unfortunately, they just don't know how. They're not experienced in that realm. So I come in and help them with that learning curve to where in about 90 days, we can have a full functioning outbound motion for them, get them their first sales hire, get them the playbook they need, get them the tech, the process, all that great stuff so they can deploy that motion successfully. And then our other arm is we actually do appointment setting services, and we are that outbound agency where if you are looking for that increase in meetings, you don't want to have that internal team. You just want somebody else to kind of manage that kind of operation and headache. You can reach out to the SD Lab and our team, and we'll actually do the outreach for you through email, phone calls. We'll help you pull your data and kind of refine your buyer persona. And so we'll come in and help you and be that extension as an outsourced team. So we can really either help you build it internally and optimize what you have, or we could take that operation for you and go to market for you and help you drive those net new meetings. So it's been really great. Been about 16 months in it. I've had a lot of success, a lot of bumps and bruises, of course, along the way, but it's been exciting to kind of dive in with these companies, get in the lab, get under the hood of what they've got going on, and, you know, just find ways to make their operation run better and, you know, put up the revenue goals that they're trying to strive for.
So what are the businesses that you worked with before and after your service?
Yeah, so a couple industries that we've tapped into and worked is obviously the software as a service industry. So SaaS, a lot of SaaS companies. And then we've dove into automotive. Automotive has been a great angle for us. We've had a lot of fun in that space. We've done some manufacturing, some data operational things, and cybersecurity. So a couple of those more niche markets where they're really trying to refine their operation when it comes to outbound and, you know, all the things they hear on LinkedIn and that bubble or what the SaaS kids say is great, you know, doesn't always transition over to those folks. And so how do they run that, you know, more traditional outbound model, but in a way that is more current, relevant, and is more human in the way that they're doing their outreach. And so, you know, worked in those verticals. On average, we see about a 20% increase in what they were doing prior to working with the SDLI lab and then what they're seeing after the fact. So we can get that increase of about 20%, help them start seeing those meetings kind of come in. We had an automotive client that we worked with for about 3 months, and they saw about 30 meetings over that time. We were able to help them launch a new product offering into their market, kind of test the messaging, see how it did. And it was a great experience. It went well for them. We were booking pretty frequently, helped them build out that playbook of what the messaging would look like, how many contacts did they have to reach out to, you know, what were those buyer personas, and they were able to see about 30 meetings, net new meetings within that 3 month span and kind of start coming in. And now they're working on closing those out so we can get some ROI from the pipeline side to get a better idea of where that led to. But yeah, usually about a 20% increase, you know, post working with the SD lab, obviously having a more scalable outbound motion. It is hard sometimes to quantify it because a lot of the work of what we're doing is setting them up with, you know, a long-term success. You know, we're not a pill, we're a vitamin. We're going to help them build that longevity more than, hey, just come in, give them a quick burst and then send them on their way. We're really trying to refine to where, you know, that operation is scalable, repeatable, and they can double down on it and continue to see that success, you know, even after working with us.
So what is your previous experience that made you to start this company and solve different kinds of problems in different businesses?
So, yeah, as I had mentioned, you know, this is my 16th year in sales. It's something I've done since I was a kid back in 2007. I've worked with multiple industries. I've done SMB, I've done mid-market, and then most recently, right, the enterprise space. I'm a sales leader. I've helped build a couple orgs, outbound sales motion with them. They're SDR squads, one from 0 to 30, another to 0 to 7. And then also ran and managed a sales community of over 1,800 SDRs and AEs known as Rev League for about 2 years. That was under the Rev Genius sales community ran by Jared. We did that from about September 2020 to May of 2022. I was then a VP of sales for a sales bootcamp, SDR bootcamp, that was transitioning from the UK to the US market. Within about 5 months, we generated about $1.2 million in pipeline. They closed about $200K. We helped scale that team with the playbook, kind of build out their CRM, get their whole motion going. They were two founders looking to transition to that outbound model, kind of moving away from founder-led sales. And so in all of that, I've been very, very close to the sales space. I've watched various organizations and different playbooks, different methodologies. You know, I've built teams with no tech, no big budget. Most of the teams that I've done in enterprise have been scarce. We ran on very limited tools. One of my teams that we were 0 to 30, we ran almost 2.5, 3 years without a solution engagement platform, like an outreach or sales loft. So it's about, you know, my experience that I can bring to the table for these folks is something that is truly valuable, because they can go spend 12 months trying to build this operation out, make the bumps and bruises, kind of play in an arena that they're not familiar with, or they can call me and I can help them with that and bring it down to 90 days because I've done it. I've scaled the teams. I know what works, what doesn't work. I'm actually a part of the old class, you know, being back in 2007 to now. You know, I learned the old traditional ways of going to market and doing outbound. And then most recently, right, I was a VP of sales. I was a sales leader during COVID. So I learned how to kind of manage remotely, set things up in a remote world. And I've done the different verticals, right? I've done the mid-market, the SMB, the enterprise. I've done paid media, SEO, to for-profit education, to financial services, to healthcare, to reputation management services, to, you know, SDR boot camps. So it's just a wealth of knowledge. It's a wealth of knowing the playbook. It's a wealth of knowing that the work I've put in with reps over the years, the teams that I have built have been successful. They have been repeatable. They've been long lasting. In the 3 year run that we had with a team of 0 to 30, we only fired or had to let go like 4 reps in a 3 year span. My second run, that team is still actually intact and still running even 3 years after I've been gone. So it's about building something that is successful, repeatable. You're empowering your folks on that team that want to show up every day. They feel that they can be successful. They have the right leadership in place. They have the right process in place, the right tech in place. You know, founders and leaders get very overwhelmed with all the content out there of what tools to do. You know, there's a lot of competition, you know, looking at just the data provider. Who's the greatest data provider? There's this one, you know. And when I come in, they're just running way too much. They're trying to move away from founder-led sales, and it's just not an arena that they know to play in. And so I pride myself because I've been in love with this space for many years. I've been a full sales cycle rep. I've been a leader. I've been an IC, an SDR. I've closed deals. You know, I've been a VP of sales, and now, you know, I'm a founder helping clients and companies and orgs launch these motions. So it's just a wealth of knowledge that I can bring to the table given the experience that I have.
So what problems that you think that you can solve for the businesses that that are there in the industry?
I can help them not trip. It's not anything about, you know, this fancy tactics or plays or all this stuff. It's just the fact that people don't know what they're doing. Sales development space, getting an outbound sales motion, is a very unique breed and beast, and most people don't know what they're doing. Some have never been in the role. You've got sales leaders that have never been an SDR, never been an AE. They just moved in their career path to where they've always been a leader, so they're just out of touch. You have founders who have made really great products. They love their baby. They love what they've, you know, been able to solve for their folks, but when they go to move into a sales motion, they have no idea what they're doing. They don't know best practices. They don't know how to build a sequence or a cadence or how to mine data and understand their buyer persona. It's just things that they don't live in. And so it's important to bring in that consultant or that expert that knows what they're doing and can help. And that's why I did this, is it's not a financial move for me. It's not to go build a million-dollar empire. It's to truly just help folks. I want to help. I want to show you the playbook. I want to show you the experience I can bring and say, hey, you know, one, you don't know what to do for process. It's all over the place. You are a founder-led sale. You are doing your own thing, or you're a 10, 15 person SDR team. Everybody's just kind of doing their own thing, and it's, yeah, it's working, but it's not great. You've got one rep doing this, another one doing that, and you can't. That just causes you to trip yourself up and end up in positions where things get really dirty and messy. And I want to avoid all of that. And so I come in, we tackle everything. We get under the hood completely. We look at your people. What are you doing to enable them? How are you coaching them? How are you making sure you're there for them? Most founders hire their first founding SDR and expect them to solve everything and just be like, you go do it. I don't know. Just go get us meetings. And they don't know how to enable that person. And then you look at, you know, process. They don't have a process. So what is the playbook? You know, taking the founder's brain, putting it to paper so that they can scale and those reps can just move. They don't need their hand held every 5 minutes, because that's the worst with founders is they bring in a rep and then they constantly need help or have questions. And the founders are trying to get back to working on the business, not in the business. And it can cause friction. And, you know, they're burning and turning SDRs every 3 months because they can't find somebody to basically do it for them. So I come in and kind of solve that first. Then we get that hire in. So it's successful. It has longevity. And then you can start adding more people because it's working. And so those are just the things that I try to tackle. Again, going back to tech, we look at their tech, making sure that they don't have duplicate like software that's running over each other, you know, make sure things are set up. I have a client right now who that's what we're doing is today we built out a full HubSpot instance for them. And then we integrated them with Apollo and a couple other tools. And now they're about to launch their first, you know, outbound campaign. And they learned on all of that today. They learned what their CRM should look like, not from an Excel file. You know, they learned how this tech can collaborate. And now, you know, they have a full motion to kind of start testing some messaging and see kind of how the market responds.
Actually, you're going out of the camera if you be in front of the screen. Actually, you have to be a little bit backward in order to be Thanks. So I'll put your web links in the description of this video and also on the screen as well. People who find our video on YouTube or anywhere in the internet can able to see the work that you're doing and also the service that you're providing. At last, as a CEO, as a service provider, what is your observation about my work? Have you seen any videos of mine on YouTube?
I have not. This is my first exposure with you, man. I got to dive into it, take a look. I thought you did a great job here in navigating the conversation, but I will definitely want to take a look at your work and kind of dive into it. Thank you so much for having me and kind of giving me the opportunity to share a little bit about what I'm doing. But if you have any follow-up questions, just shoot them to me on LinkedIn and I will be in touch with you, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, man. You have a good one.
Bye.
Start Adam. Sales and customer-facing teams often switch between several communication tools, causing time management and visibility issues that can slow down deal velocity. The solution, join StartAdam, where conversation converts. With StartAdam, your team can centralize all communications within your chat tool. No more switching, waiting, or fragmented chats. Because chat messaging is where business gets done. Sales teams can stay in Slack or Microsoft Teams and connect with customer leads or candidates on their existing chat tool, building better relationships through constant communication and inbound or outbound messaging. Make it encrypted and compliant. Plus, bring all communication into your CRM or ticketing system. No data entry required. Join StartAdam to enhance customer relationships and close deals at hyper speed with unified chat.